Chapter 6. Grandma begins to grow. Grandma shouted,
"Wow!"
and her body suddenly shot into the air. Up she went, and she did not come down. Now she was sitting in the air a meter above her chair, and she stayed there. Her hair stood up straight on her head, and her eyes were huge.
"Is something wrong, Grandma?"
George asked kindly.
"Are you all right?"
But Grandma could not speak.
"What is the medicine doing to her body?"
George thought. Then Grandma fell back down into her seat.
"Help me!"
she shouted suddenly.
"My stomach is on fire! Do something quickly!"
"Don't worry, Grandma," George said. "You're not on fire."
But then smoke started coming from her mouth and nose. Clouds of black smoke were filling the living room.
"Oh no, you are on fire," George said.
"Of course I'm on fire," she shouted. "I'm cooking like a cabbage."
George ran into the kitchen and he came back with some water. He could not see anything in the living room now because of all the smoke.
"Grandma, where are you?"
he cried.
"I'm here,"
Grandma shouted. George walked through the smoke to her voice.
"Open your mouth,"
he said when he found her. Then George poured the water into her mouth, and a loud noise came from Grandma's stomach. It sounded like a hot saucepan under cold water. Water started shooting from Grandma's mouth, and the smoke slowly stopped.
"You'll be all right now, Grandma," George said.
"That medicine is helping you." "It's not helping me," Grandma shouted. "It's horrible."
Suddenly, more strange things started to happen to Grandma. Her body was filling with air, and she was getting bigger and bigger. Her face became purple, then it was green, and now her body was huge.
"Is she going to explode?" George thought.
But wait. Suddenly, Grandma stopped getting bigger. Now, George could hear another noise. Air was coming out of her body, and it sounded like a hole in a football. More and more air came out, and Grandma got smaller and thinner until her body was nearly its normal size again.
"How are you now, Grandma?"
George asked. There was no answer. Then another strange thing happened. Grandma's body moved quickly from side to side. Then it shot out of the chair. Grandma was now standing on the floor.
"That's great, Grandma," George cried. "Look at you. You're okay now."
But Grandma was not listening to him.
"This is very interesting," George thought. "What's going to happen next?"
He soon got the answer to his question. Very slowly, Grandma began to grow. She grew up, 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 getting taller and taller. In the beginning, George did not see it because it was so slow. But when she was nearly 2 meters tall, George jumped and shouted,
"You're growing! You must stop now or your head will hit the ceiling!"
But Grandma did not stop. Watching her was wonderful. Grandma was getting taller and taller, longer and longer, thinner and thinner. When the top of her head touched the ceiling, George thought.
She'll stop growing now.
But she did not. There was a loud noise and bits of the ceiling began falling down like rain.
Mum and Dad will be very angry, said George. They painted this room last week.
But he could not stop Grandma. He could not see her head and neck now because they were through the ceiling. And she was still growing. George ran upstairs to his bedroom. Grandma was coming through the floor like a plant.
Here I come, she shouted. Watch me grow. This is my room, George said. Stop it. Give me some more medicine, Grandma cried. It's wonderful. That's silly, George thought. I need more medicine, she shouted. I'm growing slowly now, and I don't want to stop.
George was still holding the medicine bottle and the spoon.
I can give her more medicine, he thought. Why not?
He poured a second spoonful and he put it into her mouth.
Wow!
She shouted again, and she started growing quickly. Her feet were still on the living room floor, but her head was nearly touching the bedroom ceiling.
Watch me now, she shouted.
Then her head went through the bedroom ceiling.